Hey guys, Pat Davila here, episode 6 of the PDF podcast. I've got another guest today, a guy who I would consider one of my best friends in the fitness industry, Mark Tregilges. Mark, am I pronouncing that right?
You've got it absolutely correct there.
Good, because you're one of my best friends, so I better fucking have it right. Before I was set up in Galway, I was based in Dublin. I was really struggling with things. Working in a clothes shop and doing the personal training thing, not making much money. And I was watching guys in England and the UK and Wales and Ireland and the guys that were doing really well and trying to pick up ideas off them. And Mark was a guy that I was watching for a while. I messaged him, asked him for some advice, and he actually shot me back a message saying, send me on your number and we'll have a chat. And he would call me up frequently and give me a lot of advice and a lot of encouragement. And I'll be eternally grateful for that. So publicly, Mark, thank you very much for all that.
Listen, mate, it's my pleasure, and it's amazing watching all your success as well, dude. And I remember that first ever call very well. Yeah, good times, mate.
Thank you, I appreciate it. So Mark's a guy, like I say, I've been looking up to him for the last couple of years. Mark, you're better off explaining a little bit about your background as well.
Yep. Okay, so hey guys. Like Pat said, my name is Mark, and my niche is 30 plus men's fitness. So a little bit about how that came about. I've been a personal trainer in the industry now. This is my 8th year. Did the sort of set up my own business, one man band for a while. You know, doing 40 hours a week. It was great, but I had no life, burnt out, etc., etc. And then I started to follow the gurus in the States. Bedros Killian, Steve Hockman, Chris McCombs, and all these guys were talking about boot camps and, you know, how to train more people, you work less, you can charge these people less and earn more money. And, you know, I'd been burnt out a few times, and so I really started to take note of this, listen to their YouTube clips, subscribe to their blog, got their daily emails, and they were all talking about boot camps. But not only that, they were talking about niches, train a niche, really home in on who it is you want to train. And so I thought, right, the boot camp sounds a great idea, but with my personal training, I sort of train everyone. So I'm not going to stop that because I will be doing myself out of business. So I sort of sat down and I thought about it. And all of a sudden, I just had this eureka moment. I thought to myself, well, I'm 31 now. I feel great. You know, I feel better than ever because I know how to eat clean. I know how to train properly. I wonder how many guys out there in their 30s actually feel different. You know, guys that want to get the old buzz of the 20s back, you know, want to fit into their old clothes, maybe a little bit intimidated to go into the gym, or they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I felt like crap in my 20s, and it was only when I became a personal trainer and actually learned what was right that I started to feel great. So I literally, Pat, I just put up a post on Facebook. I didn't really know what I was going to do, and it said, over 30s men in Cardiff, I may have something for you. You're bored of going to the gym, etc., etc. And before I knew it, 30 plus boot camp was born. That was back in May 2010, but subsequently we set up an online presence. So a good friend of mine who was a client, Mark Ramskill, he was the sort of media, he was in media, he used to blog for a living, and I was just a fitness guy. I mean, I just knew how to deliver sessions and I was passionate about it. And he sat down with me and he said, Tregs, with your passion, there's no reason why we can't set up an online platform for over 30s men and basically deliver what you do here in Cardiff online so that we can help as many over 30s men globally feel better than ever using your, you know, your body weight, your kettlebell methods. And so that's what we did. We then created 30 plus men's fitness online. We spent probably the best part of 2 years creating content, free workouts, you know, free newsletters, blogging regularly, building the Facebook fan page. And then I went to Thailand in 2012 to do a course with Dax Moy about how to set up online. Created my first ever 28-day program. Unfortunately, buddy, when I was there, my best friend and right-hand man, Mark, who'd had the dream with me about this, he passed away. So it was like really tragic times. I was out in Thailand, loads of people I didn't know, considered coming home. But after a chat with my partner, who was pregnant at the time, decided to stay there, got in front of a camera, you know, filmed this program. And when I came home, I kind of took my eye off the ball for a bit. But then when my son was born, I decided that, look, you know, this is a really, really strong niche. There's something you can do here. And in January 2013, I launched my 30 plus men's fitness online programs. And, you know, a year down the road, I am overwhelmed and have so much gratitude when I say this, that I've helped close to 1,000 over 30s men across the globe.
Nice.
Feel better, more vibrant than ever, using my home workout bodyweight and kettlebell methods. Currently, as we speak, I have close to 150 guys in a membership program online. And honest to God, the community, the camaraderie, the banter is incredible.
Yeah.
And my over 30s men's fitness boot camp in Cardiff has absolutely blown up after a pretty tough year in 2012. And added to that, I've now licensed my boot camps with venues in Liverpool, Chicago of all places, and the Vale of Glamorgan, which is sort of 10, 15 miles from me. These have all come about through clients, either online or bootcamp clients, that have basically come through the ranks, absolutely loved the message, what we do, and have decided to get qualified and help me spread the 30 plus men's fitness message. So that brings me up to today, Pat.
Nice. I think, Mark, what you've done brilliantly and what a lot of us try to do is find and establish a community of like-minded people. You know, you've got guys in their 30s, they've played sport maybe after school, and then they've kind of slowly, you know, gotten caught up in work and everything else and family life, and they've stopped taking time for themselves. And then I think what you've brought is something, you know, where they can get together with the lads in a social environment that's not the pub. And that's one of the biggest things for people when they're trying to change, is you need to be around people that are doing the same things.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of guys will go and join the gym on their own, and they're just given a program and left their own. I mean, there's no fun in that, is there?
That's exactly what I say in my emails to my list. I mean, I did that in my 20s. I remember, you know, not really understanding nutrition, thinking I knew nutrition, but didn't. And, you know, for instance, something like now at Christmas, right? You know, I often say, I used to be heavily, you know, I was 16 and a half stone. That doesn't sit comfortable with me. I sort of sit around about 13 and a half. I never understood nutrition. And at a time like Christmas, I would eat and drink and then think I would go to a gym and get myself fit. And all I would do is run on a treadmill, end up getting injured because I was too heavy. You know, 10 years of calf strains, hamstrings problems. And I know there's millions of guys out there doing exactly the same. They're joining these overcrowded gyms. They don't know what they're doing. They have motivation for a month, then they get injured, and then they're back to square one.
Yeah. I see with your stuff on YouTube, you start with the bodyweight circuits, and then you move on to the kettlebells. It's very accessible. It's stuff you can do from home.
It's totally progressive, Pat. I mean, when I just started to put together the bodyweight workouts, all I wanted to do was to sort of get the blood pumping around the system, you know, do the old upper-lower method, make it a circuit-type style. And a lot of these guys, they come into the program and they go, right, I'm going to do this bodyweight basics part one. And then they email me and they go, I cannot believe how much I was absolutely blowing out of my ass just doing that. And then I explain the science behind it. And all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb moment going off in their head. They realize they don't have to pound the streets to get fit. They don't have to drive to a gym to walk on a treadmill. They can do these workouts at home, you know, in their yard or in their living room, and just basically save a load of time, save a load of money, and get a bloody good workout and feel better than ever.
Mark, do you want to talk the listeners through, we'll say, a basic workout they could do from home? I know they'll have to YouTube your videos or whatever else, but why do the short intense sessions work so much better than the long cardio?
I mean, to be honest, it's all about increasing that metabolism. So I explain to the guys about afterburn. You know, I get a lot of guys come into my program that are saying, you know, Tregs, I'm running 100 miles a week, but I've still got a belly. And I say to them, well, that was me. I say, the first thing is, why are you running 100 miles a week? Are you looking to run a marathon, or is it purely for weight loss? And, you know, it's all down. A lot of them say it's to lose weight. So then I explain the science about, you know, steady cardio is great. I don't want to be here and start slamming steady cardio, because for me personally, and for a lot of over 30s guys, we suffer from, well, say suffer, we have anxieties. A lot of guys I work with have depression. A lot of guys have a lot of stresses. And if you can get out and put a pair of trainers on and go for a run, that is going to be absolutely great to clear your head. But I'm not going to advise an 18 stone man to go out and go for a run. I'm going to get him doing some very, very basic body weight conditioning. So a workout may literally be 2.5-3 minutes long. And it might go something like 30 second squats. And the reason I do everything for time is because they don't have to worry about doing reps. They just do what they can for a certain period of time. So they might do 30 second squats, and then they go straight into a 30 second push up with no rest. And if they can't do push-ups, they can just hold in that lockout position and they're still giving their core and their shoulders and triceps a bit of a blast. Then I get them up and go into 30 seconds lunges. And then I get them back onto the floor and go into like a 30 second side plank and then whip that round and go into another 30 second side plank. And then I might end up with some more squats. And it's very, very simple. It's so accessible. They can do it in their living room. And, you know, these guys are doing it and they probably haven't trained legs. You know, yeah. I was one of those guys that in my 20s, I'd go to the gym, just run on a treadmill, then do a bit of chest. And I wondered why I looked like, just looked terrible and was always injured, you know. And you say to these guys, when was the last time you done some squats? Well, maybe school. When was the last time you done a push-up? Maybe school. Yeah. And, you know, these, you don't have to go to a gym to do these exercises. And yet the old ones are the best. And so they could do a 3-minute workout like this, be absolutely gassing, out of breath because of the uninterrupted blood flow around the system. Then they could take a rest and do it again 2 or 3 times. And we're talking about 9 or 10 minutes work yeah. pattern. And they're showered and they're ready for their day.
I'm sure you're the same. You get, you know, guys coming in every now and then into the gym that have done their weights and done that stuff for years. Yeah. And they look at you doing the body weight stuff and they think, oh, this is a piece of piss. Yeah. You get them, like you say, doing a 5-10 minutes and they don't yeah. know what planet they're on. So,
I've seen it for years, and that's why I never worry. Once I've got somebody in my program, I know they're going to stay with me.
Yeah.
Once I've got somebody that comes to a boot camp and they see that camaraderie, but they also get this, they get this workout where they're just going to go away feeling so bloody exhilarated. I know I've got them. You know, and it's just educating these guys.
And I think starting with the bodyweight stuff as well, you get guys lifting weights that, you know, have no business being near weights when they can't handle their own body weight. So,
they can't do push-ups. They can't do full range squats. So they've got no business with a barbell.
You're getting a good mix of cardio and strength there too with the body weight workout. So you're looking at time efficiency for the busy guys in their 30s.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. I mean, just sort of stopping you there. I mean, I've recently, where I do my personal training, I've just moved into a different gym. I don't do a lot of PT, but the guy's just opened up. He didn't have a lot of kettlebells down there. So I said to him, look, no worries. I'll bring all my kettlebells down. So I've taken about 10 kettlebells down to the gym, which means I don't have any here. But that's not stopped me having a workout over Christmas. Now, I don't want to head to a gym over Christmas. I've got a 17-month-old son who I've absolutely loved spending time with. My girlfriend is 3 weeks from delivering our second child. So I need to be at home. I need to be around. But I've gone into the yard probably every other day and hit a workout which combines squats, push-ups, burpees, jump squats. And I'm out in that yard no longer than 20 minutes. And I come in and I'm dripping in sweat. I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm in the shower and I'm fed. And it's all done in under 45 minutes.
Nice.
You know, it really is that simple. But unfortunately, we complicate it for ourselves.
Switching gears a bit here, Mark.
Yep.
You talk about some of your guys having, you know, and like any populations, a certain amount of anxiety and, you know, mental health issues there or lack of confidence or whatever it might be. How do you address that as a coach? What's your approach to goal setting or kind of getting people on track?
Well, the first thing is that because they're in a closed group environment with my online programs, people can totally be themselves and feel free to post about anything. Also, I think, if people have downloaded my ebook, they would have seen that I've had my own struggles. I openly admit I was depressed in my 20s. It came from not understanding how to lose weight. I was, you know, very low on confidence with my body, and I used to train more than everyone else, you know, always pounding the streets running, but always injured. And it did lead to me getting, you know, hooked on diet pills, anxiety, depression. So first things first is a lot of guys know I've been there and I've come through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I do say to them is that nutrition is absolutely everything. To start eating cleaner whole foods can literally, you know, within a week have somebody having a clearer head, you know, dealing with anxieties better, you know, bouncing out of bed in the morning. So the first thing, you know, I say to people is, look, let's address the eating. If you're having 6 or 7 coffees a day, then that's highly likely that's going to be leading to stress on the adrenal glands, you know, a higher state of anxiety. So let's try and halve that. You know, if you're not drinking any water, let's try and increase your water intake. If you're not eating any vegetables, let's get you some vegetables. But the thing is, a lot of these guys, they don't believe that can cure anxiety or depression. But, you know, for me, I was on meds for a number of years, and I came off them only when I fully understood nutrition. So I was making sure I had a good quality fish oil. I was making sure that I wasn't, you know, hammering the alcohol every weekend because it's depressant. I was making sure that I wasn't living off caffeine because it's going to make me anxious. So as soon as we get those things in place, and I say to guys, look, just give it 7 to 14 days and you're going to feel like a new man. The first 7 days might not be easy because obviously your body's going to be giving up a lot of crap. But, you know, it never ceases to delight me when I see these guys come into my program and within 14 to 21 days, they are just saying to me, I've never felt so good. I've not felt as good as in 15 years. And that is just through educating them about nutrition and getting them to believe in the plan and getting them to understand that, you know, I've been through it. And a lot of these other guys in my group have been through it. And they too can get through it if they sort of follow the protocols and give it their best shot.
Yeah. I'd imagine the guys coming to you are the kind of typical, you know, initially coming to you are the typical men's health readers and probably getting caught up in calories and all this, you know, the minute details. And really it's just getting back to basics with the food side of things, isn't it? Getting back to...
A lot of guys, you know, they're living off shakes. They're doing the herbal life, the slimming world, the calorie count. And I mean, look, we're men. We don't want to be off that. We want to eat man-sized portions, you know? Yeah. We don't want to be restricted. I mean, I've seen so many Facebook status updates in the last few days, you know, guys saying, that are not in my program, saying, you know, my New Year's resolution is to get fit, I'm going to eat less, have smaller portions, and I'm thinking, and they're going, I'm really struggling already, and I'm thinking, well, no shit, I mean, you've just eaten 2 weeks worth of, you know, processed food and alcohol, and now you're trying to deprive yourself. You know, you're going to feel like crap. So, it's telling these guys that you don't have to calorie count. You don't have to worry about, you know, eating smaller portions. Let's just get you eating better food. Let's put the nutrients back into the body. It's just getting them to understand. And it really is so basic. But I don't mean that in a patronizing sense to nobody, to an over 30s guy that's not in my program. I mean, because I never understood. I never understood for years. And that led to me becoming depressed, feeling unhealthy, picking up colds all the time, getting injured all the time. And as soon as I understood and applied it to myself, I mean, I generally feel pretty brilliant most days. And that's getting up in the night to tend to a 16, 17 month old boy sometimes and generally having very, very little time for myself.
Tracy, for the guys listening in that have had a messy Christmas or have had the plenty of beer, plenty of junk, want to get back on the wagon, what's the recommendations? Where do they start? What do they do?
Okay, do exactly what I've done today. I've done a bit of training myself over Christmas, but I've not deprived myself because I believe that life is to be enjoyed and you don't train all year round not to be able to put your feet up and have a few beers. So I was having a few beers last night. So basically today, Pat, what I did is I got up, I got my son into nursery and I immediately hydrated myself. I mean, water is the absolute key to life. I see guys that are going out on the beers and the next day they're drinking sugary drinks. No, no, no. You want to get that water into you. I always say aim for 1 litre per 25 kilos of body weight. So what I actually did today is I made sure that I hydrated first. I had probably about 2 litres of water. And I also trained in a fasted state. Now, you know, some guys will train with sort of branch chain amino acids. But for me, my glycogen stores were so full from all the food I'd been eating over Christmas and New Year that I have absolutely no problem training fasted. I know I sort of spoke about coffee and not having too much. But for me, a black coffee pre-workout with a little bit of coconut oil always really gives me a boost. So here's exactly what I've done today. 2 litres of water, a black coffee about 30 minutes before my workout. I've gone into the yard and I've just done a bodyweight workout. It was quite an advanced one today, but you know, guys that are new to 30 plus men's fitness can just go on my website and pick any of the bodyweight workouts. You don't need to go to a gym. What I then did is I had 20 minutes of intense exercise. I came into the house, a lovely hot shower, more water. I actually had a double dose greens drink because, you know, nobody got sick or fat eating too many greens. And I just felt like I needed to put the nutrients back into my body. And then I've literally had a huge plate of salmon. So I get my protein. I've had avocado for my good fats and loads of green beans. Again, you know, not that we calorie count, but there's very, very little calories in veggies, plus all the nutrients that you're going to get. And I've been sipping on Tulsi tea. So Tulsi tea, detox tea, green tea, all that stuff is great for sort of making you feel revitalized and getting you feel energized. And the thing is it doesn't have to be difficult. I mean, I've actually just done a Facebook update on my 30 plus page saying I feel a million times better than I did at this time yesterday. And that is the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
Because I've hydrated, I've exercised using my sort of body weight signature workout, and I've put nutrients back into my body rather than starving myself. And as I sit here now, I do feel a completely different man. And it really is just about having the tools. It's just about having the tools and applying them.
I think something you've touched on that's massively important, a lot of guys are going to deprive themselves and they're going to cut back on their food and everything else. There's no reason to cut back. You can double up on your food if you're eating the right foods.
Yeah.
And you got to be getting, if you're taking something out, you got to put something back in, and that's the nutrients.
I mean, if you think about all the food that we've eaten over Christmas, I mean, yesterday, I hold my hand. You know, I'm always very honest, Pat. You know, I'm an over 30s guy. I enjoy a beer and I enjoy a little bit of junk food. And I think that's why my niche can relate to me. You know, I don't have a six pack. I regard myself as pretty fit and healthy.
I think you're sexy as fuck, Trexy.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, what's my missus would say that. You know, I'm in a lot better shape than I was than in my 20s, and I'm happy. I'm obviously carrying a few extra pounds after Christmas, but I know that within 7 days, you know, I'll be feeling normal again. But if you think, like yesterday, I was, you know, kicking around the house with my son watching cartoons. I was having a beer. I had some brie, some bread, you know, all this stuff was in the fridge. You know, I was going to enjoy it. You know, I had a little bit of chocolate, but it's all, you know, and some sausage rolls, it's all processed stuff. So if today, you know, I've got up and done what a lot of guys do and saying, well, I'm just going to have maybe like a herbal life shake or something like that, and really, really restrict. And again, you know, you're putting even less into the body, but still with no really real nutrient value, you're going to feel like absolute crap. You're going to feel like absolute crap. Put the nutrients into your body. You know, fill your plate with greens. Get some good quality fish, some good quality poultry into you. You know, literally just hammer the water. Yeah, you're going to be peeing like a racehorse, but, you know, that's a byproduct of feeling great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Supplements, Trexy, do you push supplements at all?
I'm very honest when guys come into my program, and I'm very honest when I'm selling it. I will not make you live off protein shakes. If you want to get a protein shake for post-workout, if you're a busy guy, great. I've got protein powder in my cupboard. Do I use it every day? No, because I've got access to real food, because having an online business and staff allows me to be at home a lot, so I've got regular access to food. What I will always say to guys is two things. A greens drink is absolutely imperative. The reasons for that are, a lot of guys in their 30s, 40s, 50s are just swimming in estrogen. You know, a lot of guys suffering from man boobs. And that's because, you know, they're drinking too much. They're highly stressed. They're literally producing too much estrogen, and they want to be producing testosterone. So as well as stopping, you know, telling them to cut down on the beers, I want to put in a greens drink, basically because it's going to put so many anti-estrogenic foods into the body, you know. So, and double dose. So just double dose that to basically flush your body out. So a greens drink is an absolute must. A lot of guys actually are very proactive and they go about making their own. But I say to them from the outset, look, a greens drink isn't meant to taste nice. You know, I double dose every morning and it doesn't taste very nice. I don't enjoy it, but I enjoy the fact that it gives me energy. I enjoy the fact that it flushes out the crap from me. And this is hand on heart now. Before I discovered a good quality greens drink, I was drinking 6 coffees a day. And now I'll just have 1 pre-workout and my greens drink will see me through. So a greens drink is a must, because most guys in their 30s are just highly toxic and they need to detoxify and get all that crap out of their system. And also a good quality fish oil, because let's be fair, most guys in their 30s are going around feeling like crap. They've got brain fog. They're at work and they can't concentrate. They're probably stressed. They probably got some form of depression. You know, you show me a guy in his 30s who's hey-ho, everything is wonderful, then I'll show you a liar.
Yeah.
So I want them to make sure they're getting good quality fish oil, which is going to help their mood, help their concentration. It's going to help them make better decisions. And it is going to help with things like anxieties and depression.
Cool. Have you got any suggestions for dealing with sugar cravings? That's something that people are always asking.
I get a lot of that with the female side of the business, but I just tell the guys to take magnesium. What else? There's a lot of guys in there's one guy in my group who's a food microbiologist, and he's always coming up with these sort of chocolate replacement foods and things like that. A lot of the guys will, I tell them, a good one I enjoy is banana with a little bit of organic peanut butter spread on it, or apple with peanut butter. To be honest with the guys, their craving is more for booze. I want a glass of wine, I want a beer, etc., etc. Yeah. I don't tend to get a lot of guys in a group saying I want chocolate, if I'm completely honest. But, you know, I would tell them to take zinc and magnesium. Okay. And like I said, they can have banana with peanut butter, apple with peanut butter if they wanted.
What's your approach to cheat meals?
Cheat meals? Okay, so in my 21-day program, what we tend to do is we use something called a feast-fast method, which I researched quite a bit in 2013. So let's say, for instance, now I've got a 28-day program on. I get the guys clean eating for around about... God, it's got to be, there's obviously no alcohol involved in the 28 days, but I get them eating clean for around about 20 to 21 days, okay? And then what we'll tend to do is on day 20, I'll make it a Saturday night, because let's face it, if you want to have a cheat meal, you can get your feet up on a Saturday night and enjoy something. What's tend to have happened by then is the guys' mindset, especially the new guys, have changed so much because they've gone through the initial tough 7 days, and then they're really embracing it in the second 2 weeks, and they go, I don't want a cheat meal, Tregsy. I don't want that.
Mm.
And that's their mindset changing. And I say to them, well, look, you know, what this cheat meal is going to do is twofold. Basically, what it's going to do is going to give you a little bit of a mental break, and it's also going to boost your glycogen stores. And I say to them, look, you don't have to have pizza and ice cream. You know, you could just up your carbs a little bit for the afternoon. Maybe have a little bit more pasta or something like that. But what it'll do is it'll give them a physical boost, because obviously their body is adapting to the new way of eating. Their metabolism is slightly slowing down. So it gives them a mental boost because they've had a release of some of the foods that they've craved. It then gives them a physical boost. So what I tend to do is I let them have their cheat meal on a Saturday night. And then what will happen is I'll say to them, right, on the Sunday, what you're going to do is you're going to get up and you're going to train. You can do that in a fasted state, or you can eat prior. It's entirely up to you. But a lot of the guys, you know, obviously, like I said, but myself this morning, their glycogen stores are now topped up. So they feel they don't mind training fasted. So it'll be a tough body weight stroke kettlebell workout on the Sunday. And then I get them to eat a huge clean meal. Then I get them to fast for between 16 and 24 hours. Because obviously the cheat meal has spiked their metabolism a little bit. And then obviously the training the next day, we'll do that again. And then obviously the fasting will help them burn up even more calories, because they're not taking in any food and their metabolism is heightened from the training and from the excess food of the Saturday night and from the training. So what then happens is they'll fast Sunday afternoon going into Monday morning, and they actually wake up feeling a lot leaner for the final week. And it's a tactic I've used in my programs with great success. Sometimes, well, when I first started, we used to get them to do the cheat on a Sunday night, but we had guys waking up groggy for work on the Monday and feeling like crap, not having time to train. So we put that back to the Saturday so they could really enjoy it, blast the workout Sunday morning, fast all day, and then basically just bounce into the last week feeling leaner and more alert.
Nice. All right, give me two exercises. If people, guys in their 30s, what two exercises should they be doing that most aren't doing?
Squats, push-ups, all day, every day. I mean, yeah. I'm a massive fan of burpees, but if you're just getting back into this, you know, focus on doing squats to a full range of movement, arse to grass. Go on the internet, you'll find, you know, millions of videos of guys taking through a proper bodyweight squat. You can even find that on my site. Push-ups, you know, the old ones are the best. The amount of guys that come into my program that can't do 5 push-ups. And again, that's not me being patronizers, because we ignore those exercises, you know. I'm one of the guys, if, you know, if I didn't put push-ups in my plan, I'd never do them. I hate them. I hate them with a passion, but they're just such a good exercise. You know, you go out there and do a Tabata, which is 4 mins on, 4 mins, 20 seconds on, 10 off, and rotate between squats and push-ups. In that 4 minutes, you'll get such a fantastic workout, and you'll be sweating, you'll be buzzing, and you'll really know about it the next day, especially if you've not done them in years.
Nice. Second last one for you. Breakfast options. Most breakfast options on the kind of paleo or caveman style diet involve eggs.
Yeah.
Do you ever get people wrecking your head asking you if for options that don't include eggs?
Yeah, and what I tell them is basically, you've got to get out of that mindset of breakfast, dinner, tea. Mm. Just think nutrients, just think fuel. One of my favorite breakfasts, especially if I've got a busy day, or I've trained in a fasted state, is I'll have gluten-free oats with coconut milk, which and I might put some berries on the top of that, which is stunning, and I really look forward to that. I'm not averse to having, you know, fish for breakfast, some salmon, and I'll always whip up maybe like a stir fry in some coconut oil. Greens, I'm not averse to having for breakfast. The old, you know, the old steak and nuts, which is a favourite of Poliquin.
Yeah.
I'm not averse to having for breakfast. Just get out of that mindset of toast, cereal. You know, that's what the food industry want you to eat, and they don't pay any attention to health. You know, get some real good quality foods in you for breakfast. It doesn't always have to be eggs. I mean, I love my eggs, but I try and rotate my breakfast, so I won't have eggs every day for breakfast. Like I said, I've just listed a load there for you. Yeah. And yeah, you'll bounce into the day and you'll feel really good and you'll feel full. You know, you won't be thinking, when's the sandwich man coming round at 10 o'clock?
So it's thinking meals 1, 2, and 3 as opposed to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You don't have to be confined to doing what the media is telling you to do. Last one, guys that might struggle with sleep, have you any practical suggestions for them for improving sleep?
Definitely get some zinc in you before bed. I know you're getting old when you get very enthusiastic about your herbal teas, right? So, I get a lot of pucker teas, and I always basically go for a relaxed tea. So if I get in from coaching late, I'll have a relaxed tea when I get in. When the boy goes down or if he's already in bed, I'll then have a nighttime tea. All these teas are available from Pucker, and a nighttime tea, well, it's amazing. I mean, it just sends me right out, to be honest. And then it's always a bummer when my son wakes me up about 3 a.m. screaming, but it's an absolute winner. Combine that with some zinc and you should have a great night's sleep. And also, this is something that I tell people to do, but I'm terrible for it myself, is just get off that laptop an hour before bed.
Yeah.
Read some fiction, turn the telly off. Very easier said than done when you have online programs and your iPhone keeps ringing. And especially when, you know, my missus might be watching TV, EastEnders Coronation Street, which I can't stand. And I'd rather be talking to 130 plus blokes in my group, because, you know, for me, it's not work. It's just an absolute pleasure mixing with these guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, ideally turn off all your electronics an hour before bed, get some Pucker nighttime relax or Tulsi tea into you. And that should do the trick.
Nice. Lots of good stuff there. Treggs, what's your plan or what's your goals for 2014?
2014 is always to keep helping people, because the more people you help, then the more that, you know, you're going to benefit in life. I want to basically grow my 30 plus boot camps. I've already got 2 or 3 more guys that will be joining me in Cardiff very soon for the licensing weekend. So there's going to be one popping up in London, one popping up in Northampton, I believe. I want to take over 130 plus guys to Tough Mudder, which is in the southwest in Cirencester in August. That's a massive goal of mine.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring 100 of my gang over.
Brilliant. That'll be insane, mate. I would love to go to a completely different location. So as a punter, just turn up at a 30 plus boot camp and just join in as a punter. I got to do that recently with the Vale of Glamorgan, but it's only 5 minutes from where I live, and I knew a lot of lads there. What a big dream of mine is to maybe go up to Liverpool, to the one which is set up there, and just turn up and train, or maybe even to go over to Chicago where we've got this one set up. I know there's a Tough Mudder in Chicago in May, and my coach Heath is sorting out a big group of lads to do it. I'd love to do that, but that very much depends on how things are. You know, we're going to have 2 kids under the age of 17 months, so I might have to run that one by the missus first. But basically, just to continue to grow the name of 30 plus men's fitness. I think that the niche has unlimited potential. Honest to God, it's not even a job for me. It's just an absolute pleasure that I get paid from, which I'm extremely grateful for to everyone that is in my program. And to always just to do things right and to grow it organically. I've never been one into, you know, just going crazy with mass crazy advertising. I believe if you're doing something right, that people will follow you and people will find you. And if I can have double the amount of members in my membership club by this time next year and double the amount of boot camps, you know, I'm not going to make any crazy, you know, predictions for the new year, but just to keep growing, keep doing things right, and just keep basically doing the justice for my right-hand man, Mark, who so tragically passed away. It was our dream, you know, to basically help as many over 30s men globally feel better than ever. And I know he's looking down, absolutely loving this. And I just want to keep doing right by him.
Good stuff. What's the website, Mark, or what's the Facebook page for people to check out?
Yeah, okay, so you can go on to www.30plusmensfitness.com for all of my free workouts. You're going to see about 30 videos on there, not just from me, but from my clients too. There's some epic content on there. If you're interested in paid online coaching, you can go to www.30plusmensfitnessplan.com. And if you're in any of the locations that I've talked about for the boot camps, you can go to www.30plusbootcamp.com. You can also find us on Facebook, 30 Plus Men's Fitness, the fan page. I think we've got about 11,500 fans, so give it a like. I'm always pushing out content on there daily, and I just basically love to help some more over 30s lads feel better than ever.
Brilliant. Mark, again, just to publicly thank you for all your encouragement and stuff when I was starting off. There's never many people there for you when you're struggling, so you were one of the people that was there for me, so thank you very much.
Dude, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity today. I know that you're absolutely blowing it, and I know this will give me some great exposure. So, dude, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks a million, Mark. Listen, we'll talk to you soon. Guys, thanks for listening, guys. See you all soon.
Bye.
Done.
Boom!